Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the home of common sense computing.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, gotta go around. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let your spinning wheel spin.
All right, so we're talking, you know, taking this opportunity, we're talking about the details of the IRS email thing and the backup and mirroring and the backup servers and the backup data and where the data actually lives and all of these things. I think a lot of us just really don't understand how this stuff works, and so I want to just take a moment to explain it and put it in perspective in regards to what we're doing, whether it's, our personal computers or whether it's, in small business. And, we do need to be careful because, there are different requirements in different professions. There are different requirements of different size of businesses. And so, we're going to talk about some stuff that's general, doesn't apply. It may not apply to you or your business. If you're a certified financial planner, the rules are completely different from a plumbing company.
Right. Yeah, a lot more strict, a lot more legal.
You've got
obligation.
Yeah.
Before you get started in the details, I just want to know, so according to what's happened in the scandal so far with the lost emails and all that stuff, and they're gone forever according to, Lois Lerner and those folks, should we, Dr. Dave, hope that our tax preparer or processor in the IRS has a computer that fails? Should we hope for that stuff is gone?
All our stuff is gone.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't know anything. Yeah, they would just give up.
There's no record. Right? Yeah. There's no way they could ever find it.
I hope so. That would
There's
be great,
no
right?
way they could ever find it. Yep.
Oh, well.
So, let's talk a little bit about, one of the things I encounter every once in a while is... a very conscientious, diligent computer user who's got mirrored drives in their computer. And it's not as much the case now, but there was a time where that was kind of considered a really kind of high-end professional thing to do, even in a home computer or a personal computer. And there were people that did that, and they would have mirrored drives. And a lot of times it would just be two drives, and one would mirror the other, and the problem that presents a lot of times is that it just mirrors the problem. Depending on the type of mirroring you're using, if you've got two drives and you're using that to mirror, by the time the problem occurs and then you're aware of it, what is mirroring? It's real-time copy. Well, real-time copy, by the time the error has occurred and you're aware of it, it's already been copied over to the mirrored drive because it happens in milliseconds. So it really... It's not without benefit, depending on the type of failure, but it's not the kind of benefit that we kind of assume it is in a small computer situation. Now, if you've got a server and you're running five RAID drives and one fails, the way the RAID works with that mirroring, you can lose that one disk and put another one in, and it just keeps chugging. It rebuilds the array and goes. But look it, you and I don't, you can buy a 1 terabyte drive now to go into a desktop computer. Let's just use that as an example. I mean, you're not going to put five drives in a laptop, right? So let's assume it's a desktop machine and you're going to say, okay, Dave, no, I'm really top-notch pro here. I am going to do five. Well, I mean, the good news is you're going to get a terabyte drive. You can get one for about, 60, 70 bucks now. If you shop real smart, but you're going to have five slots open. A lot of the cases now don't have that kind of expansion capability, but you say, no, I'm going to go down to my local hobbyist computer store, and I'm going to buy a case that's nice and big and has five slots, and I'm going to put five in. You know what? That'll work, and you will be protected very, very well. And that's kind of the minimum level of protection that the IRS has on a given server. I mean, it's going to be even more than that, but... they have very good protection. Really doesn't make sense for us. Now, one of the things that's happened for us, and Sean Hannity talked about it yesterday and even a couple days before that when they were kind of analyzing this whole thing and he brought in some tech guys to talk about it. If you do an off-site, and I think you do a combination, you don't ever count on any one thing. So let's say you do, my favorite is CrashPlan, but a name that you know is very much out there is Carbonite. You know, let's say you do Carbonite. Well, when you do Carbonite, they don't just do one backup. They've got even their $60 a year plan, $60 a year, not a month, not a week, per year, which is what, $4 a month or something? Even that has multiple levels of backups, you know, 20 or 30. So even if you destroy or discombobulate or screw up or somehow there's a problem, with 20 of them, you still have 10 to pick from. Now, that's their $60 a year plan. Would you assume that the IRS has something more sophisticated than that? Than that? Probably so. But the point is, you know, again, we're trying to put this in perspective for us. You know, I don't think mirrored drives and mirrored servers is something that we deal with in real small businesses and in personal situations. You don't have redundant stuff, and I don't think you need it. I do think you do something like CrashPlan or Carbonite, and I do think, and this is really critical because I think a lot of people overlook this, I think you do a local backup to a USB drive. And the reason why is because as good as Carbonite and CrashPlan and Mosey and the others are, nobody's perfect. Remember in the olden days when we thought GM couldn't go bankrupt? If GM can go bankrupt,
oh yes,
there could be problems with your backup at Carbonite or CrashPlan or Mosey.
When the flowers smelled fresher and the grass was greener and GM was...
The sky was bluer.
Was a legitimate company.
GM was not socialist, government-owned.
Yes. Yeah.
So you don't ever want to count on any one thing. You don't want to do local backups to a USB drive only. You don't want to do a CrashPlan or Mosey or Carbonite backup to them only.
Well, you know, Dr. Dave, back in the late 1900s...
You do them both.
When I used to do this stuff...
Yeah.
Has it changed since the late 1900s,
Dr.
Dave?
A lot. A great deal. So, as far as we're concerned, well, and then here's the deal. You know, with a lot of our stuff in the cloud, which, you know, we've talked for years about how that in itself, I mean, there's a lot of positive and there's some potential negatives, some security concerns, some privacy concerns about cloud stuff. But here's the deal. And it relates to what we're talking about. It's definitely analogous to the Lois Lerner's computer and data. If you've got a Gmail account, the data doesn't live on your computer. Your computer dies, burns up in a fire, gets stolen. Your Gmail account is not gone. Same thing. You know, let's say you've got a Schwab account, or you know, a Bank of America bank account. Your computer burns up in a fire, your Bank of America data is not gone. Now, you accessed it from a computer, but the data didn't live there. It's no different with learners. And so, you know, one of the benefits of the cloud, potentially, is you don't have the responsibility of the data, you don't have the responsibility of the servers, you don't have the responsibility of the security, which is generally good. You've got a higher level of management and administration than you're capable of doing because you're not trained. However, sometimes they're not trained. They don't do a great job. I mean, let's just say, again, giving them more credit probably than they deserve, what if the data really is gone at the IRS? What does that say?
Well, and let me ask you this. What if they do recover the emails and nothing's really in them? Then is the problem still a problem? I think it is.
Yeah. 866-821-8255 is the number. We come back, we'll take your calls and some other fun stuff after this.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.